We'll pick up the trip at Ted Drew's Custard in St. Louis. The stand has its own historical marker, telling you they've been in St. Louis since 1929, on Route 66 since 1941. Listener Brad suggested it. Great tip, Brad. Nancy Williams gave two suggestions. The first was for a spot on Route 66 in New Mexico, and we didn't get that far west. The second was to get a hotel with a pool so the kids can blow off steam. That one's working for us.
Proceed about 2 miles.
The borrowed Toyota Sienna's captain's chairs and sunshades and frequent stops had the kids fighting at a minor skirmish level.
Under normal circumstances,
we listened to Killing Lincoln on CD as we drove to Springfield, Illinois, stopping at Route 66's Cozy Dog Drive-In. They think their founder may have invented the corn dog. Later, we went off the beaten path, meaning we were on roads that often get blocked by trains, to follow a suggestion that we stop at the H.I. Lincoln Building in Franklin Grove, Illinois. It was there we met Maine volunteer Lynn Asp.
This building is a two-story stone building. The stone is rare to find above ground. It was quarried locally in 1860. Abraham Lincoln's cousin, Henry Isaac Lincoln, had this built for a general store. Part of it here is the national headquarters for the Lincoln Highway Association. And the back part is the H.I. Lincoln store, which is, we've tried to set it up like a general store, which is what its first life was, things brought in on consignment, and gives us a nice variety.
We'll have more on the other nostalgic highway in a later report. That same tipster suggested Lou Malnati's for pizza in downtown Chicago. Thank you for the great pair of suggestions. Chicago Style has a new fan. Still on the road in a borrowed Toyota Sienna, borrowing suggestions from listeners for Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne. I'll send pictures.
Brian Champagne is a professor of journalism and communication at Utah State University. He's driving to Kenosha, Wisconsin to visit a family reunion of the four-wheeled variety, the American Motors reunion. American Motors was bought by Chrysler in 1987, so now their cars are considered orphans. Next up in the series, Brian tells us about the American Girl store and the first look at Kenosha. Help Brian and his family on their trip back along I-90. Visit upr.org and click on Become a Source.